This one is titled Stay With Me. Before this one was Tim with Count On You, Pompey Dicko 2 with Mag 44, and that one is titled Nimble. Welcome to it. It is the Pony Saturday on Power 91.3 FM. My name is Viola, the baddest girl on radio, and I'm going to be with you all the way until 10 o'clock. But right now, we have the weekly recap next. Defeated UPND in Chawama Pali by election. The Water Resources Management Authority, WOMA, declared that the Kafue River, the most polluted water body in Zambia, raising serious concern over the state of the country's water resources. In international news, tension gripped Kampala as Museveni leads and residents await election results. In sports, tension, a Copper Queens drawn in Group C for 2026 WAFCON.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, Party of National Unity and Progress, PNUP, leader Haivi Hamududu predicted victory for President Hakainde Hichilema in this year's general election. Mr. Hamududu said he was confident that President Hichilema will win the 2026 general election, stating that the country cannot afford to reverse the progress it has made so far. The PNUP leader, who is part of the UPND alliance, also disclosed that he has put aside his own presidential ambitions to support President Hichilema, hence emphasizing the need for Zambians to continue supporting the ruling party. And UPND Alliance Council of Presidents member Felix Mutachi said President Hakainde Hichilema deserves a second term, citing the ongoing developmental works under his government. Mr. Mutachi said although the head of state does not need a second term, he deserves it, as the international community is praising him for stabilizing Zambia's economy. He questioned why Zambians should remove a leader who is working hard to improve the country's economic situation. Mr. Mutachi was speaking when he led members of the UPND Alliance, including the Party of National Unity and Progress, PNUP, and the Republican Progressive Party, RPP, to campaign for UPND Chawama parliamentary candidate Morgan Munda ahead of Thursday's by-election. Mr. Mutachi, who is also Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, president, urged residents of Chawama to vote for Mr. Munda to promote development in the area. In more news, on Wednesday, People's Pact Vice President for Policy, Manifesto and Governance, Bob Sichinga, underscored the true purpose of politics, emphasizing that Zambia requires a governance system that effectively addresses the practical challenges faced by the citizens. Speaking on a political podcast on Power FM, Mr. Sichinga alleged that the UPND has failed to deliver to the expectation of the majority Zambians and that any oversights on its performance must not be taken as hatred for the party. He added that all oversight institutions like Parliament or Judiciary must focus on delivering solutions that address the challenges of the country. He noted that the public expects leadership to address critical issues such as the cost of education, the affordability of essential goods, and the quality of healthcare services in hospitals. He stressed that politics should not just be about representation, but about administering policies that meet the core challenges of the populace.
In every country, in every situation, those that purport to come to the people, they want to represent the people, whether it's in a parliament, in a congress, in a senate. The idea is to create there a system where the executive of that country will administer the policies of the country. In this particular case, what we're talking about is that the people want solutions to their individual problems, whether it is about the education of their children, the cost of buying things, whether it is about the hospitals and how they are being treated there, whether it's about infrastructure, where they can be able to go and how suitable it is, whether it is about their well-being, in whatever form that it might be. That is the purpose of the politics, is to provide a system of governance that meets the people's challenges, the people's problems, the people's expectations.
On Thursday, a 55-year-old woman of Siavasimbi village in Sinazongwe district was unlawfully wounded and had her property damaged after she was accused of practicing witchcraft in Mamba, Southern Province. The incident occurred on January 13, 2026, around 1900 hours, Chimoselo area. The victim, Miss Annie Daka, was allegedly attacked by a group of people who later went on to damage her property. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo said the woman sustained cuts on the chest and the back of the neck, allegedly inflicting using a razor blade before salt was applied to the wounds. Mr. Namalongo said the suspects later damaged the victim's wooden door and bed, valued at about 2,450 kwacha, on allegations that they were searching for charms. He said police officers visited the scene and recorded the damage, while two female suspects aged 59 have been arrested and detained to assist with investigations. In more local news on Thursday, Tonse Alliance candidate under the FDD ticket, Bright Nundwe, emerged a winner after polling 8,085 votes, beating eight other candidates. His closet rival was Morgan Munda of the ruling UPND, came second with 6,442 votes. And former Member of Parliament for Chifunavuli constituency, Ponde Mecha, said the people of Chawama spoke and that the ruling United Party for National Development must respond with unity, disciplined post-mortem and grassroots execution before the 2026 general election. The former lawmaker added that the people of Chawama issued a warning and that the by-election delivered a vital message to the UPND family. He, however, emphasized that the defeat in Chawama was a message of timely caution and renewal as opposed to rejection. In a statement issued to Parafirm yesterday, Mr. Mecha said election losses are intended to strengthen a ruling party as opposed to unsettle it. He therefore warned UPND members to guard against intra-party conflict following the by-election defeat, stressing that internal blame would not only weaken the party, but also frustrate the very post-mortem process.